Welcome to the skating session. This is a special episode all about 2026 Worlds and our experiences buying tickets or attempting to buy tickets, I guess you can say, for Prague next year in March. So we are going to Worlds. We got tickets
Yay.
by an act of God, I think. What a mess, honestly.
Yeah, I don't know how we did it too, because like what it was, you were on the East Coast, I was in Las Vegas. It was 1 a.m. for me. It wasn't that bad,
It
but
was 4 a.m.
I
for
was still on
me.
4 a.m. East Coast time. I was barely conscious.
So I was at work and I work in an ICU and I basically was like, all right, my break is coming right at 4 o'clock. Do not disturb me. I'm going to be off in the corner somewhere. I tried to use the work computers and it was giving me a hard time. So I'm like, all right, I guess I'm using my tiny phone to try to do this. I was there and ready right at 4 o'clock. And as soon as that
Me
link
too.
became active, I clicked on it to try to buy tickets. And I should say this is Ticket Portal. This isn't Ticketmaster at this point on Sunday
Yeah.
night. This is just the Czech website. This is what they set up. So I click on Ticket Portal, and the first number that I saw on my screen was like 2,900 in line. This is a queue, and I'm 2,900 immediately as soon as that link came up. I clicked it, and I know
I think
you.
you're, yeah, I was 14, right? Like, I swear, same thing, clicked immediately. And I know you'd mentioned earlier that like there's probably a bunch of bots, had to have been, because I don't see how there was that many people buying tickets at this time.
I already took a peek. We're skipping forward, but I took a peek today just to see if StubHub or some of
Yeah.
these bigger reseller websites already had a bunch of tickets. StubHub only has two individual seats right now listed as resale. So it's not that they're showing up yet. I
Interesting.
do think, though, that the bots at some point had to take over, and I'll explain why in a little bit. But, anyways, so this portal opens at 4 a.m. my time, 10 a.m. local time in Czech Republic. And by the time, it was 2,900, then it was 2,500 right away. And I think we waited a good at least 5 minutes
Yeah.
to actually get in to see what seats were available on the map. And then when we got in, you sent me a picture and you said the code isn't working. And then I got in like right after that. No, basically no seats available in the lower bowl at all. And if they were available,
Right.
they were off to the side. And that wouldn't be my preferred seat.
And then even then, the center ice on both sides, grayed out, never even available for all event, which to me was like, we're the crazy people. That's where we want to sit. You know what I mean? Like, those are the seats you should be selling to us. We'll pay for those seats. And so, like, I was really caught off guard. I thought there'd be some availability, even if not in the very center, the two to the sides, right? Like, because they usually gray out the very center ice section, but even the two to the left and right, totally grayed out, even for, we're jumping ahead, but even for individual ticket sales still. And so that's, yeah,
Well,
not
the so
happy.
the two the three sections that are right behind the judging panels, the technical panel, they were 122, 101, and 102. Those, like you said, they were never available. And what I'm hoping, if anything, I hope we already know because we were in the middle of this at Worlds this year, but it's given to like the VIPs of the ISU, a lot of the technical committee, a lot of the judges that aren't judging, they go sit in these sections. I'm hoping the reason why they didn't open these seats up to anybody fan-wise is because they're actually going to put the skaters there as well, because the skaters in Boston were literally up at the top of very top of the rink. And not only that, but they were
Yeah.
off in like the corner where, those are the hardest seats to sell.
Or they were hunting for empty seats in the lower bowls, and they would do that too. Yeah.
So I'm hoping, if anything, that they told the skaters, hey, this is where you're going to sit, because it is. Those are three massive sections that just did not have seats available at all. So, like I
So yeah,
said,
we but
though,
we did end up getting tickets though.
yeah, we did
We
end up getting
did get
tickets.
lucky.
So when I reloaded and you reloaded, we were both texting each other furiously. And the thing is, I'm on my phone. So I'm going from this website to texting you to back to the website. And every time I would reload, everything's in Czech instead of English. And every time I would reload, it would send me back to the main screen where I would have to click all event ticket again. So I'm like seeing this map over and over and over again. And I'm telling you, once I saw there were no tickets, I'm like thinking, okay, someone's held tickets are going to time out eventually. So for the
Yeah.
next probably 15 minutes, I'm furiously like reloading every 2 seconds, and it's zero seats, zero seats, zero seats. And then finally, I'm in check, and I'm clicking, and there are two seats in section
103.
103, which
Yeah.
is right to the right of where these sections are that we really wanted.
Left. Yeah, if we're seated, it'd be
If
left.
we're to the
Yeah.
left,
To the
but
left.
if you're looking at the map, yes, the right.
Okay, yeah.
If you're actually sitting there to the left, yes.
And it's funny
And
because we both saw those seats at the same time, and I
yeah.
remember clicking them and just being like, "No!" And it
Yeah.
just turned out you went with the one who ended up getting them
Yeah.
for us. So,
So, but you don't
yeah, like it
understand how
is.
hard this was because I reload and you can see
Yeah.
the way that the website was, it shows like in parentheses, it shows how many seats are available in the section. And I saw two. So I'm clicking on my phone, the two seats, and then you can't like it's on a phone, okay? So like it's impossible to click it. So I'm zooming, 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 and I'm like, by the time I actually zoom far enough, they're going to be gone. I guess as soon as you click the seats, they hold them for you.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I got them and I'm furiously trying to get. Of course, it goes back to check. It's asking me all these questions about like my address and my credit card information. So I'm like, literally, you know, like I said, I'm like, at this point, I'm on a computer at work and I'm translating all the words to check and I'm from Czech to English. And the first time I went through, I used a MasterCard that I use for everything and it declined. So I'm like, great, now my seats are gone. But no, it actually let me go back and try to fix it. And there was an
Okay.
option just to click on Apple Pay. So I'm like, I'm just gonna try that, and they ended up going through. So we are in.
Nice.
I looked. As far as the section we're in, 103. It starts with row 2, and it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 are that top most expensive tier of tickets. 8 and 9. We're in 9, so 8 is
We're
the
nine.
first.
Oh, okay. I know
Yeah,
we
we're
were
in 9.
aiming for like higher up because we liked like the whole like
Yeah, but
18,
that's
19,
listen. That was
20,
the
but yeah, they
only
were all
seats.
sold out. Yeah,
Yeah.
we took it.
So we
We'll
were
have
in
some
row 9.
cameras in the way, but it'll be fine.
I hope not. We're in row 9, and it's one seat away from the aisle closest to section 102. So it's more so in the middle than.
And I was on a laptop, but I was on hotel Wi-Fi, and it literally like disconnecting me. Of course, right when we were trying to buy these tickets, I would get back, it would reload and check, like for you. But when
Yeah.
I switched to English, it literally grayed out everything, and so I kept having to sign out, sign
Oh, and
back
put your
in,
code in every time. We should say
and
that.
get the
Like
code
half
back
the time, the
in,
code had to
right?
keep being put in.
And it
Yeah.
didn't work sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I literally just copy pasted from
Yeah.
the email, and
Yeah.
sometimes it's like incorrect code.
Yeah. Yeah. It
So
happened
this
for me
site is
too.
mad buggy.
Yeah.
Like it just was not like a great user-friendly experience. And this whole ticket presale, I'm comparing it to how they did it to Boston, right? And for those who bought tickets early for Boston Worlds, it was like really old school. You either got a phone call or an email, and you're literally talking to a person. And it's just a local organizing committee before it goes open, before it goes to Ticketmaster. They're just trying to help you find seats. And you're more or less negotiating. And so I just kept pushing to get these seats that were like in those three sections where I prefer to sit. And I eventually got them to give them to me. Yet somehow, a tedious process over weeks was a better user experience than buying these tickets on Ticket Portal. 100%.
So yeah, so this is on Sunday night, and now we're going into last night or early this morning, I should say. And again, 4 a.m. local time, you're back in Florida, so it was 4 a.m., 10 a.m. Czech time. These general admission seats open
Right.
up, but once again, it's limited to if you want an all event ticket, you need to go back to this ticket portal website
Portal.
that is
And
still
I had
reserved
made
to check.
the yeah, and I for some reason was like, it's a presale. Maybe they're like holding some seats back. Maybe they're trying to be like, hey, crazy fans, pick and choose these seats first, then we'll open it up in the general sale. And it was really disappointing when I set my alarm and I woke up this morning and I'm like, nope, it's the exact same availability from Monday night that got left off. They
No,
didn't open
they
up
open those
any,
corner seats.
yeah, in the
The
corners, yeah, in the very top, but in terms of
No. In
like,
the lower bowl,
oh,
106
really?
through
On the
109,
edges, you
those
did
were
see
not
that. Okay.
available. Yeah, but the thing is, nothing against anyone that got tickets there, but I don't want to sit on a
Same.
corner of a rink and then not be able to see what's going on in the other end of the rink. Those seats were opened. Those were seats that were not available
Okay.
on day one. But otherwise, yeah, it wasn't like they miraculously, from what you saw, I slept through my alarm. But from what you saw, it wasn't that they added all these seats that were not available. I looked again just a few minutes before we did this, and it looks like every other row on some sections maybe was not available on the pre-sale because it's really weird. You see like entire rows available, and then there's an entire row not available, and then there's another row that's available for some of these early events. The free skates have been basically sold out. I said on day one, like I
Yeah.
highly doubt an all event is going to be available for good seats because you saw on day one the free skates, the free dance, the men's free skate on that last day. Lower bowl was down to like two tickets total, or maybe one out of the whole thing.
And it's really strange. Like, I don't know. I'm wondering what the decision-making process for the local organizing committee was, because usually they do all event first, right? They just see how many they're gonna sell. The all event dies off, and then they open up to general individual tickets. But doing it simultaneously and then picking and choosing which they're holding for individual and which they're holding for all event, because it wasn't like you bought an individual and then it grayed out all event. They literally set aside certain seats for each one. And
Right.
so I'm just, it was strange, really strange.
I
And then
think
when I was looking, go ahead.
the only thing I think I could think of is that the Czech Federation, the organizing committee, wanted to give everybody an opportunity to kind of pick and choose what they wanted to go to. And maybe for Czech fans, they want to see especially dance because this is their strong event and that's why they put it last. Maybe, fans only wanted to see that or they could only go for the weekend or whatever. That being said, when you open up all the tickets at once, I truly, and I've questioned this, I wonder how many all event tickets actually sold, because of the all anyone had to do was go to one event on that first night, click the tickets, and then those are gone. Like no more all event options. So if I had to guess, I don't think we'll ever get a number, but I would think maybe like 200 or less all event tickets probably got
You know,
through.
though, but only all event gets to go to practices.
They're going to sell the
So,
t practice tickets individually. They say
oh,
on
they
the website,
are?
they said
Oh,
that
I missed that. I
that
wasn't.
ticket information would be available at a later time. You're going to have to pay for those as well. But yeah,
So,
all.
wait. Okay. So, wait. So, do the practices come with the all event? I don't even know.
Yes,
No, it's
yes.
okay.
And the all
That's
event
what we're
tickets
used
were
to.
20% off compared to buying everything individually. So maybe they didn't want people to buy the all event. I really don't know because
I
I
mean,
really
but
don't know.
most people don't go to the rhythm dance. You know, like even people who buy all event end up skipping it. And so I'm like, even that, I still don't understand the calculus, even if they're giving you a 20% discount.
I mean, but like I pointed this out too. You go to the free skates yesterday and you see that there's zero seats available in the entire lower bowl. And then you go to something like the Women's Short Program, which I think is the very first event of Worlds, and there's something like 1,250 seats available in the lower bowl. So what this is telling me is that someone clicked for the free skates, just one of these seats all throughout, and they got their ticket, but now it's blocking anybody else from getting an all event ticket. It is what it is. This was their process. We have seats. We should be happy. Not the most ideal, but it's
But
they're
we're
close
figure-skating
enough.
fans. It's hard to please us, so
So
we'll find the flaw in anything.
also though, they have this Golden Lounge ticket, which I think this is it's I think a lot of us thought, oh, for $200 extra on top of our all event
All
ticket, we could
event.
have this. So it's $200 per segment. And what it is they said you get
Special
like desserts
entrance.
and like some kind of.
And right, it's a buffet, but they don't specify what it is. And to me, I'm like, I'm thinking, oh, is it the American equivalent of just going to Costco and Sam's Club and just buying a bunch of stuff and setting it out?
Like chips in a bag, like prepackaged chips and stuff like that, like snacks.
It's all the processed brownies you can eat.
So those seats are actually pretty decent. Those are the seats that you would typically see on the camera because the cameras are facing that way. 113 and 114, they're just off center on the opposite side of the judges. I do think though, if I remember correctly, that first tier of seats was not available for this Golden Lounge. It was only the second and third tier.
Yeah,
So
correct.
the first tier would have been new seats today. If they actually, I think they did open up today because those would be just standard all event tickets or whatever because they were not available on Sunday. But even those, looking through, the exhibition is not included in the all event ticket, I should mention, and some of the only seats that are decent left up in the lower bowl are in this Golden Lounge. I just can't see myself spending an extra $200 to.
I know, because I was like, I clicked that. I was like, hey, you know, I usually don't go to the exhibition. I usually don't. I'd rather go sightsee or something. But I was like, okay, you know, the Golden Lounge, let's check it out. And I put the tickets in, I whatever. And I'm just literally like, oh, $650 for two tickets to go to this Golden Lounge for the exhibition. I'm like, you know, maybe I'll just go sightsee. I think I'll stick to that original plan for that Sunday.
I don't know. I'm not like big on. I stayed for the gala last year and it was great. What would have been even better if I would have stayed even later? I went to the airport right after that, but maybe weasel my way into the ISU awards or something. Just to like because it was such like a short day. You go to this Yeah, gala skating is not my favorite to begin with, but I was the people we were sitting with all week were still there, and they're like, "Oh no, just come to the gala." So I did, but it's not the like an absolute necessity. So we'll see getting closer to the event, but I wouldn't feel like I would miss out on too much, I think, if we miss that part. But yeah, the interesting thing to me though is kind of clicking around the internet on the biggest forums for skating and even on social media. It doesn't seem like that many people were trying to be involved in this pre-sale or even like getting tickets today. You know, there's threads everywhere, but it's only a few posters or it's a few people kind of expressing their displeasure. So either one of two things happened. People got their tickets and they didn't say anything about it because they were happy on that first day, or the demand really wasn't there that we're thinking it was. And I'm going to thinking that it's probably bots. I don't know if they can maneuver that website as terrible as it is, but I'm sure someone has programmed to get through it. But it's very interesting because you know there are fans that are very visible that go to every Worlds, every big event, and you don't really see that with this. I just saw a handful in every place, and if anything, a lot of people were mentioning they did just buy, you know, those individual session tickets later in the week or whatever. So I really think when we're looking at all event, I don't think that many people have those tickets. But anyways, it's good for the state of skating, I guess, that the free dance, the free skates, those are basically sold out on the lower floor. So
That was really good. I was even looking at availability for just like the Golden Lounge for the free skates, and those are even like selling out. There's very little availability now for the free skates. I'm sure the women's short program still has plenty for the Golden
that first day,
Lounge.
what is it, Wednesday? So it's like,
Work week, who's taking off and flying into Prague, aside from us, on like that Monday before, just so they can go to the first practice and short program.
Oh, I'll be there. I will be just like last year or this
Oh,
year,
7 a.m., 6 a.m. every day.
6 a.m. whenever it started, 6:30. I don't remember, but yeah,
I'll try. I did that my first world and I somehow had the energy, but like we'll figure it out because I'm turning 38 in, oh my God, 3 days.
I'm turning
So
39 in a month and a half, so I'm right there with you. But I've been to far less in the last 2 decades. So, but yeah, we have our tickets. The Airbnb is literally less than 1,000 feet from the arena. That's already set up.
so
Just have to find
legit
a
too. I
flight.
didn't realize that how many like nice apartments, because when you sent me that, I just went looking at like Airbnb and I'm like, oh, that's actually quite a lot affordable, way cheaper than a lot of the hotels, even the one that's right across the street, which was my original plan. So
No, the Airbnbs are nice there and it's reasonably priced. I think that, you know, their strength of dollar not as strong as what, especially us coming from expensive
So was.
cities. Yeah. So for me, it was like a no-brainer, you know, walk for 5 minutes, turn the corner, literally walk down this alley and you're at the
I
arena.
know, right?
So yeah. Exciting. Not the process. But I'm thinking, like, if I wouldn't have gotten those two tickets, where would my head have been?
I
Like, do
know.
I
Would we
really
have just been like, right?
want
No, honestly, like if we didn't get those 103 tickets, I would have been like, you know what? Let's just wait and see what happens with, you know, 122, 101, 102. If they ever open up, I'll just buy them all individually, buy a practice ticket for every day and just pay the 20% premium. I don't care. Like, I'm somebody who likes to sit there and be like, I could have been sitting there. I could have been sitting over there. Or I
Listen,
would have just
after my
tried to
Worlds
sit there
experience
anyway.
this year, I don't even care because I was supposed to be up at the top of the rafters. And then, as you know, and as we've talked about, I saw a former skater that I'm quite good friends with. And he was like, just come sit in this section. Literally, it's not going to be a big deal. And next thing I know, like all the greats are just there embracing us for being there. So, yeah, that was kind of a, we got spoiled with that. And now it's like, I don't know. I really, in my head, I was thinking if it would have turned into today and no none all these seats are still unavailable, I don't want to sit in the 400s, just sorry. I don't want to sit way up there. I don't want to sit in the corners. So maybe I would just be like, I'm not going, you know. I
Like, that sounds like us.
really So lucky us. But anyways,
Yeah, for
if
real.
anybody else went through this experience and they had more luck than us, or they just want to vent about how terrible it was, then Please comment, write to me, whatever. Tell us where your tickets are.
Definitely, like I'm gonna go to Nationals. I still haven't bought tickets though. Did you buy tickets yet? Yeah, because they
They're
weren't
not
selling,
moving. They
and
are
so
not
I'm
moving.
not like really in a rush, to feel like I'm doing that to like finalize plans. But
Yeah.
this was something I was like definitely gonna go to. So I was stressing, and I'm still honestly feeling a level of stress, and I'm still feeling like hope, like a figure skating fan does, because hope dies last, that the sections we want will open up
Yeah, but we're
eventually.
right next to it, so it could have been much worse. I'm just thinking like I wish somebody would have recorded me trying to get these tickets, because I'm telling you, my eyes are not that bad, but I'm like zoom, 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 zoom. Still not enough to click zoom, zoom, zoom. And then I reload, and then it's like back on the main screen, and it's like,
God, I'm.
put your password in again. It's just I probably was like in
Oh,
meltdown
I was
mode for
just
that little bit.
delirious. I just was that because I've been like, whenever I travel, I tend to go to sleep at the time of the local time zone,
Yeah.
but I wake up in my, home time zone, and I kept doing that for days in a row. So I remember just telling you, like, I'm just so delirious at like 12:30, but I'm making myself stay up, and you're like, you better stay up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I
But
work nights, so for me it was very easy, except for last night, because I wasn't working. I'm like, oh, I'm gonna just set an alarm and wake up, and that didn't happen.
No, good, good. You honestly, you sh good for you for getting that sleep. Because
Yeah.
I woke up, I felt that stress and then emotional disappointment. I was just kind of texting you like 4 a.m.
Yeah, you were
crazy,
just
like
like
rah,
feeling
rah,
like
rah.
unraveling, and then I wake up to all these messages. Like, oh great. I ended up waking at like 6:30 or 7, and then the first thing I did when I woke up was like, oh man, I missed completely.
And
And
you
then
missed
saw,
nothing. You got sleep, and it
I missed
was much
nothing.
better than what I did because I didn't go back to sleep for like an hour and a half, and
Yeah.
I'm still running on fumes. I'm
You drink a
sleeping today,
coffee
and
and that's it.
still need to
I'm with
sleep.
you. Otherwise, what else is happening in the world of skating in the last week? I haven't really seen anything too
Don't
big,
even
honestly.
know. I've been so just
This
focused
is,
on getting these tickets, like
yeah.
everything else has just been, it's like blinders.
Yeah. We're waiting. I mean, I think the Grand Prix assignments, I think I saw somewhere that they're gonna come in like the maybe the second week of June. So we're maybe 10 days away or something from that.
Oh, good. I know
That'll
it's like
be
usually always by June 30, but it's kind of random. It's not consistent every
whenever they have
year.
this meeting. I don't even know. So that's coming up, and we'll start to see program announcements, and probably some of these junior Grand Prix assignments, and fun stuff like that. But I don't think there's any major updates since the last time we.
Just us doing our homework, for the stuff we keep talking about, like the draft, and then I have been preparing like just the ice dance, Chewy versus level scoring and
Yeah.
all that, and comparing them. So
We
we'll
have a
still do
long
that.
summer. Listen,
Yeah, we have a long summer for that
yeah.
one.
We're gonna
Yeah,
have
but
nothing to
for
talk about. After the Grand Prix assignments, there's kind of that lull where it's like, okay, we're waiting, we're waiting. So we're gonna have a long time to really hit everything hard and educate everyone, hopefully, about what the judges actually look for, rather than just reading this oddly worded document year after year. So that's goals. I don't have anything else. I mean, I just wanted to
Yeah, that's
talk
it.
kind of about world climbing.
This was just us venting,
Yeah,
really,
that's thinking
and
I
us telling
really
y'all
want
like what it's like
I
for
want to know
crazy
if
fans.
the people that watch us and follow us and communicate with us, I want to know if they are actually going and they experience the same thing as we did, or if we just happen to click like at such odd whatever that we got pushed way back. And that's it.
I mean, from what I read, that like the other folks who are commenting went through the similar things, similar disappointments, but like they're probably just not as whiny as we are.
Yeah, it's fine though. We got good seats. It'll be great.
We did. No, we did. We did. We just need to like woosah and just be like accept it and
And
then ha
prepare.
yeah.
Yeah.
And just keep that hope in the back of our minds that we'll hopefully just die away.
Yeah.
We'll accept it for real.
We have 10 months, 9 months, 10 months actually, until
Oh
this
yeah, 10.
even comes about. So lots
Yeah, and
of
everything
time to.
else, like I've got butt flights booked already. You got the room, the hotel, or the Airbnb. So like everything's set. It's more just the waiting game, and maybe we'll just forget about it and move on to something else.
I'm happy.
Hopefully.
Listen, we're
Yeah,
going.
we are.
And I
I
wanted to go to
generally
Prague
am. Yeah.
anyway, so
Nitpicking.
yeah. Out of all
I've
the
never
cities,
been.
yeah, I've never been either. And I went to a bunch of cities last year. It's like an amazing race where I was in a city for 2 or 3 days, and then on to the next city, on to the next city. I hit all the major cities in Western Europe. Did not get to Prague. I did not get really Central Europe at all. So I'm happy to go, even if I'm going to spend my time in the ice rink. Like I think that Sunday, you know, if I do go to the gala, it's going to end early, and then you have a full day then. I'm leaving Monday. That first day of practices, I'm sure, goes all day long, but maybe we'll see how diehard I
Yeah.
am this year,
Oh,
you know.
yeah. Yes. I remember 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.
So we'll see. All right, so that's it. Please, like I said, let us know where you're sitting. Let us know if you gave up. Let us know what troubles you had or how easy it was. And until then, next video we make probably will be discussing what we think the Grand Prix assignments will be right before it comes out. And then we have the summer to really delve into the education portion of what we love to talk about so much. So for now, I'm Tony Wheeler.
Okay. I'm Thomas Vu.
Thanks for watching.
Bye, everyone.